Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. We'll have the invocation by Pastor Dennis Fast of the Reed Lamanite Brethren Church. And I've asked Mayor Pro Tem Chavez to do our Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please rise with me?
Let's pray together. Thank you, God, that above our city seal, our motto, there is the phrase, "In God we trust." And it is a great privilege to have the freedom to worship you as we please and to invite you into the activities of our city. And we do that this evening as we do each time we meet. And we are not unmindful that this is a great privilege, something that is not true for everybody in this world and not even in our nation. So I thank you for the freedom that's here. Thank you for the camaraderie among the staff and the citizens. I want to just tonight just pray again that you would guide our council and our mayor, that you would give them a lot of wisdom and direction, as well as the staff. Thank you for the staff that are here this evening, and just bless them. Particularly, I want to lift up our chief right this evening, that you would just continue to guide him and his staff as there is concern in our community right now in these days about the level of crime and the need to protect ourselves and to protect our citizens. And so I just ask for your protection. I pray for your guidance. I pray that you would help us to know how to change hearts and to change lives so that people will want to be decent and moral and right and the law-abiding. And so for all these things, we look to you and at the same time give you thanks for a great place to live, for the city, for its history, and for the bright future that we believe is ours. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please join me in the flag salute this evening?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call.
Councilmember Rapata.
Here.
Celino.
Here.
Betancourt.
Here.
Chavez.
Here.
Mayor Fast.
Here. We have a presentation this evening. We have an employee, Pete Galbagon, who's worked for our city for 40 years, and I don't think he's here tonight. But we have a beautiful plaque for him, and I wanted to take time to read that. 40 years. Wow. That's a long time. Pete Galbagon, in recognition and appreciation of your 40 years of faithful service to the community of Reedley. Mary Fast, Mayor, Rocky Rogers, City Manager, Russ Robertson, Public Works Manager, October 1st, 2010. And we will be having a lunch for him on Friday, and I'm sure he'll be there. And so we'll plan to give him that at that time. Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Come to the mic and would you please state your name and address for the record?
Robert Lewis, 1438 South Riverview. Members of the council, I'm here tonight simply to remind you of our concern for the criminal activities in our area and to ask you to keep this in mind as a process. I speak for George Nord tonight, who is our leader. We are having a meeting of our neighborhood watch group very shortly, And we would hope that you will really seriously consider some activities that will promote neighborhood watch and also help us to promote our safety. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Is there anyone else that would like to make a public comment? Don, would you please state your name and address for the record?
Don Varsalis, 1892 North Thompson here in Reedley. I'd just like to say thank you to the mayor and the council for supporting us with the Taste of the Town last Thursday. We had a great time, and sometimes we see a few of you, but this time you sat at a table, enjoyed each other, and it was a fabulous evening. Couldn't have asked for better weather, and it was just a fun time shared by a lot of people. I'd just like to say thank you.
You're welcome. Any other public comment? Seeing none, move on. The consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and/or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those items that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would anyone like to remove an item from the consent agenda? I would like to remove item number 3 for just one comment.
That's the only one. I'll make a motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez.
Yes.
Celino.
Yes.
Rapata.
Yes.
Bettencourt.
Yes.
Mayor Fast.
Yes. There was one item in the cash disbursement summary I just wanted to make mention of. It's on page 1 and about two-thirds of the way down, check number 4350, and it's made out to the Central California Korean Historical Society. And just a reminder that that is for our memorial pavilion over at the swimming pool complex there that the Historical Society is putting in. And this $20,000 is the portion that the city is helping with that. So I just want to make mention of that. Could I get a motion to approve the warrant register?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Rapata?
Yes.
Celino?
Yes.
Bettencourt?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Moving on to new business. With respect to the approval of ordinances and resolutions, the reading of the title thereto shall be deemed a motion to waive a reading of the complete ordinance or resolution. And unless there is a request by a council member that the ordinance or resolution be read in full, further reading of the ordinance or resolution shall be deemed waived by unanimous consent of the council. Item 7, resolution number 2010-082. A resolution in support of the high-speed rail heavy maintenance yard location in Fresno County. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight we are asking that the council do one of two things, either adopt resolution 2010-082 to support the high-speed rail heavy maintenance facility, or that council takes a no stance toward the facility. California, as well as Fresno County voters, approved with solid levels of support Proposition 1A on November the 4th, 2008, which provided almost $10 billion for the purpose of constructing a statewide high-speed rail facility that would link San Francisco to Los Angeles, as well as other California cities throughout the Central Valley. The train would operate at speeds of up to 220 miles per hour. As you may know, the California High-Speed Rail Authority has been tasked with completing final planning and environmental efforts as part of these efforts, and they've determined that they will establish a heavy maintenance facility somewhere within the Central Valley, San Joaquin Valley. Fresno County and Fresno City in particular is doing all that they can to try and make themselves noticeable by the High-Speed Rail Authority in order to have that facility placed in Fresno. This facility would provide well over 1,000 jobs once it was completed and in service, and it would be the facility itself is there to for assembly work, for testing and commissioning, for train storage, for inspections, for maintenance, for retrofitting, and for overhauls. It would have significant jobs, especially high-paying wage jobs, and benefits for other businesses that would be offshoots from this facility. Again, the City of Fresno and the County of Fresno, along with COG, is asking that cities support this facility here in Fresno County, and specifically within the City of Fresno, and they're asking for resolutions from cities in order to send that those resolutions along with their packet to the California High-Speed Rail Authority so that they might be considered as one of the sites to be chosen for the high-speed heavy maintenance facility. Staff is in support of this application, and we are in support of this facility being placed in Fresno County. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer those.
There was an article in the paper that said that the COG was, or not, well, it was Measure C funding was going to go to high rail speed project.
There is some funding that they're going to be using.
From Measure C that normally goes to roads for the county and whatever. Now, how much of that is going to be taken away from Measure C for the rails?
There hasn't been any decisions made on that. There was a point in time where they were considering using the high-tech funds for advanced technology for transportation, but that has been taken off the table. They're not going to use that. That money was set aside specifically for high-tech or advanced technology-type transportation. And so they're... At this point, there hasn't been a real vetting out of where all the funding is going to come from, other than the Prop 1B funds.
Okay. The reason I was asking the question is because when I read the article that Measure C money was going to be used for this, donated to the rail, speed rail, was it, if that's going to be donated to that, then what kind of projects do we have in Fresno County that's going to be deleted that is needed? No.
I know there's a discussion item on our agenda, and I wished I would have brought it on this coming Thursday at COG, and it is to discuss moving and doing an amendment to the Measure C funding to move some monies to do the planning for this yard. Okay. But my understanding, and Rocky, I don't know, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that monies is from the rail part of the
Measure C.
Yes, so it's going to stay within the rail. It's just a little bit different.
Okay, so it wasn't explanatory when it was put in the paper.
And
so
my concern
was, is it going to take away from our projects that we need in this area? But if you're saying it's from a different, and that's the only concern I have. Okay.
Have they determined, if we do get this facility, how many jobs that it'll be?
They estimate anywhere between 1,500 and 2,300 new jobs, and up to $110 million of annual payroll that is directly related to the heavy maintenance facility. There will be some indirect jobs that will be created from this also, just support type. Everything from service to supplies, and they haven't determined what that cost would be or what that revenue would be, rather.
Any other questions from the council? Are there any questions from the public on this issue? Seeing none, what is the council's pleasure?
Make a motion to adopt resolution 2010-082.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Rapata?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Zolino?
Yes.
Betancourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Item 8 is resolution number 2010-083, a resolution authorizing the mayor or her designee to sign the Sixth Amendment to the Council of Fresno County Government's Joint Powers Agreement. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor. The Joint Powers Agreement, as you stated, has been amended 5 times already. This will be the Sixth Amendment. One of the things that, or two of the items that are in this amendment, one is a name change for the Fresno COG. The other is actually has to do with the van pool program. In order to continue to operate a van pool program within the Fresno County. At their June 2010 meeting, the Fresno COG Policy Board approved the Calvans Powers Joint Agreement language with the understanding that Fresno COG's JPA must also be amended to grant Fresno COG the authority from its member agencies to participate in that program. The amended JPA language is attached for review and comment. Though the Fresno COG Policy Board has reviewed and approved the language, the amendment must go before each Fresno COG member agency board or council for their approval. And so that's why this is being brought to you tonight for your approval. They've also given reasons for the name change, and I won't go through and read all of that. But they are asking that the name of the Fresno, of the COG, be changed number one, to provide a little less of a mouthful to say to people, in which they use the terms anyway, Fresno COG. Prior to it, it was the Council of Fresno County Governments, and they want to change it to Fresno County or Fresno Council of Governments. One of the other items was the Calvans program, and this language has already been approved by the board, and it must come to each individual council in order to be approved. So tonight we're asking that you approve resolution 2010-083, which will be the Sixth Amendment to the JPA for the Fresno COG.
Are there any questions from the council on this issue?
You know, and seeing the change of names here from Council of Fresno County Government to Fresno Council of Government, why couldn't they have just said Fresno County Council of Governments?
They did bring that up. They come up with all kinds of names.
There were many options.
It's still, what you're doing is you're focusing more on Fresno instead of the county.
Yeah.
When you delete county.
Right. They wanted the county out of the name, for one.
But we're all county. We're not Fresno.
Right. They wanted it to be the Council of Governments instead of the County Council.
From Fresno, it's Fresno County. Okay.
But, you know, that's one of the biggest problems with COG, too, is it's a weighted vote, you know. So if you've got Fresno, Clovis, and the county banding together, the rest of the cities get outvoted, even if you have the 14 other cities vote against them. And that's why COG is so important for us to pay attention to, because they'll pull the wool over your eyes and they'll steal the money before you ever even know what happened to you.
That's right.
And so, you know, COG is a great thing, but it can also be manipulated by three entities very easily.
They have used up nearly all of their letterhead and everything, so the cost of reprinting will be just going back out and putting the new name on there. So they're not going to be losing or throwing away a lot of letters and envelopes.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from the council? Are there any questions from the public on this issue?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Bob. My wife says the same thing at home.
Okay, no other public comment? Then what is the council's pleasure?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2010-083.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Rapata.
Yeah.
Chavez.
Yes.
Salino.
No.
Bettencourt.
Yes.
Mayor Fast.
Yes. Moving on to council reports. Start with Councilman Salino. Please speak in your mic.
Okay. Could we have a longer cord here?
Yeah.
I want to go back to the Taste of the Town. It was, I had a chance to attend, my wife and I, and we really enjoyed it. I noticed that instead of the two blocks, you did one block. And I think there's a lot of positive comments the way that you folks did it, instead of being spread out so much. So they're looking forward to another Taste of the Town next year. That's been great.
Yeah.
So the other thing I have is that in T.L. Reed School, there's been some complaints, and there's going to be a group coming to this city, ask for a meeting, that the crosswalk agents or individuals that volunteer are concerned that people just do not abide by the speed when kids are being walked across. So they're going to be coming to you, they're going to be coming to you, Rocky, and asking for a meeting because they're very concerned. There's been some incidents that are been very close. So, and I said, just ask for a meeting and talk to the chief and the city manager. So we can correct the problem there. All righty. Thank you. That's all.
Councilman Report.
Well, first thing is I give you a report about the League of California Cities meeting that we attended. Mayor Fast was there, City Manager Rogers and myself, and I was the voting delegate for the city of Reedley. First of all, the mayor of Modesto is the new president of the California League of Cities. And then in the different items that were voted upon, just give you a quick report, the league bylaws amendment, which the biggest part of that was the fact that they were giving automatic berths onto the executive board. Right now, or it was the 8 largest cities in California got automatic berths, and they were asking to expand that to the 10 largest cities. Again, the large cities seem to always control everything that goes on, and it's amazing the lobbying that goes on and the deal making that they come and offer you. As soon as they see that voting delegate tag on your chest, they're stopping you and asking you how you're going to vote and wanting to convince you to vote, you know, always with the big cities. And unfortunately, it did pass. You know, there's a big push, unfortunately, not enough of a push to get it back to one man, one vote. But until we can get the big cities overturned and get some of these smaller city folks to be a little bit stronger, I think the big cities are going to control this organization for quite a while. So it did pass the bylaw amendment. So now, instead of having 50 executive board members, we have 54 executive board members now, and the 10 largest cities get an automatic berth onto that. The Let's Move campaign, which was President Obama's wife's campaign she started, was approved to support that. The biggest debate, of course, was over AB 32 and SB 375 in, you know, having the league take a stance and ask the governor to delay that, as it could have some devastating effects to smaller communities. But again, it became political, and what it came down to was the large cities didn't want to support that. Their mentality was that if they did that, they were going to lose the support of our state senators and our state assemblymen on items they needed pushed through Sacramento, which kind of intrigued me in the fact that it's almost like we're afraid of our politicians, that if we step on their toes, our cities won't get what we need,
And instead of the politicians fearing the people who elect them, it's the other way around, which is unfortunate that it's gotten that bad. So it really wasn't about whether it was a good idea to delay AB 32 or SB 375. It was about making the backroom deals again. And I got stopped and questioned by at least 15 people who wanted to know what it would take to get my vote from the city of Reedley to support not taking a stance. And I, you know, of course, I voted the way all of us agreed. And we did vote to take a stance on those items, but unfortunately it failed. The Responsible Banking Act was set aside and sent back to committee. The unfunded state mandates passed, and enhancing public safety also passed. It was a very good meeting. I think, too, I will say this, that they are, going to have to figure out a better way of doing the voting, because, again, during the debate, it being the last day, and I've heard lately that they're thinking about moving the voting to the second day. People were trying to get to airports and airplanes, and they weren't even really sure by the time they finally got to the voting that we had a quorum, because people were getting up and leaving because the debate was going so long that they were going to miss their flights. So it was unfortunately, and a lot of people admitted it there, it was highly unorganized.
Well, it was planned for 3 o'clock and then moved,
yeah. And
that was a lot of confusion.
There was a lot of confusion.
A lot of misinformation.
So, the league, as it is a great, group and a great entity that helps us with many things, but I think they've got to organize things just a little bit better. But I did, of course, I voted as, we voted here, and some things passed, some things didn't. Attended again as the representative for the city of Reedley to the Upper Kings River Water Authority. We had a special meeting to officially vote in the city of Fresno. So the city of Fresno now has joined that group. And of course, that group is mainly the cities in which we have direct access or close proximity to the Kings River. So it's not every community within Fresno County, and in fact, Dinuba is in the authority with us. This group and its focus and the new amendments to its JPA, which Mayor Fast signed, is going to focus on funding for water projects. And I've passed on some information to Russ Robertson via email on submitting some of our projects, because they will do the footwork, the lobby work, and the grant writing to help us gain some dollars for our water projects. The group is starting to gain some steam, and we have, besides the cities that are official members, we have 140 registered interested parties that are a part of this organization, where they don't get a vote, but they come to all the meetings, they're represented at all the meetings, and they give their input about our water and the water issues.
So are those farmers that have ownership along the river or use water rights? Or?
It's a lot of the smaller irrigation districts that aren't members, because Alta is a member of this organization also, but there's smaller water districts. There's manufacturers that are affected by water policy. It's just anybody that is affected by water policy is starting to see that this organization is going to shape, the water needs and go after the water funding for this area. And so it's becoming somewhat of a, you could deem it the water cog. Mm-hmm. So, and then last night, myself and City Manager Rogers, as I represent you folks again at the Five Cities Economic Development Commission, we had our visioning meeting for the year last night, but we also first officially voted in Orange Cove as a new member. So now the Five Cities is actually 7 cities and the county. So don't be surprised if you'll have an amendment for a name change on that entity also, because that was discussion last night too. So Orange Cove got to participate for the first time in an official capacity, and Glenda Hill was their representative there in Orange, from Orange Cove, and she got ribbed a little bit because her police chief escorted her with his gun on, and she was asked if she needed a bodyguard in and out of Orange Cove. Anyway, one of the concerns that was voiced to the group last night, too, by our county supervisor representative, Judy Case, and it touches on COG, which Mayor Fast is our representative to COG. There's a big push by the city of Fresno going on right now to do what the city of Clovis did several years ago. I don't know if everyone remembers, but the city of Clovis pushed and got enough of the weighted vote to take away Measure C money that was for the Highway 180 project and got it used for the Highway 168 to improve Highway 168 going through Clovis. There's a big push by the city of Fresno to now do the same thing. And so, you know, Mayor Fast, it's going to be popping up on your agendas real fast. And even this Thursday in that item you spoke about that's coming up for vote, take a good hard look at it, because from what I was able to get today in making some contacts with some people at the city of Fresno, they may be hiding an amendment in that paperwork that you have, that if we vote the wrong way, it could move money. So you need to take a good hard look at your packet.
I will.
What they're trying to do is take Measure C money and other COG monies that have been tabbed for Highway 180 coming out our way and Sanger's way, and take that money and move it to the Veterans Boulevard project, because there's a big push by some of the folks in the administration of the city of Fresno to get the Veterans Boulevard project done and get it done now.
I don't remember hearing about the Veterans Boulevard project, but I have heard the discussion that there will be funding left over because Highway 180 is being done for a lot cheaper than they expected.
According to Don Pauly from the city of Kingsburg, who sits in the meetings where our city manager goes, but he's also on the executive board of that committee too, and then Supervisor Case, they're going after more than just the leftover money. And it could bog down 180 to not get completed all the way to Academy if they're successful in doing that. So, and Supervisor Case was very adamant in the fact that Reedley needs to get more involved, and Reedley needs to start stepping up to the plate and fight for itself. Because the other side of it too, in the back room meetings that go on before it comes to you folks who vote, you know, the big push is with Kingsburg and Selma to get the Mountain View corridor done and get the Golden State corridor done. And, you know, we've got to start, if 180 is going to come out all the way to Frankwood, we've got to start pushing a little bit to get them to recognize Reed Avenue becoming that four-lane highway to connect to 180. So, you know, just some things that are happening. And, you know, this is the thing, too, is that when you have the five cities together, everybody's concerned about our eastern half of the county, and we kind of get, you know, we're kind of that red-headed stepchild sometime out here. So, you know, we've got to stand tall for ourselves. But the visioning meeting for five cities was very good. Had 11 different items on the board. Everyone walked around in groups and put up all their good ideas. Dr. Hayoko was there from Reedley College to join our group, and Don was there with the Chamber of Commerce, and we got some really good ideas, and it gives five cities the vision of what we need to be successful in this region and work together as a region. So those are my three reports. Other than that, invite you all out on Saturday mornings to come watch eighth grade football. We've got a lot of good young men out there fighting hard and trying to improve every week.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Betancourt? Nothing.
Nothing today.
Could I ask just one more question?
Sure.
This notice that was given to us tonight about the night out in different locations, in seeing this, again, it's you know, the fire, police department, fire truck and everything. Are we prepared to answer questions from certain neighborhoods of the concerns that they have with the crime problem that we have?
Yeah, I was going to explain that in the staff reports at the end, but yeah, we're going to have at least four or five police officers out, either on motorcycles or in patrol cars with some of the other folks that are going out, and hopefully they'll be able to answer questions from most of the groups that we're able to get to. I know I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to try to get to as many neighborhoods as I can to, you know, to answer a lot of those questions as well. So to answer your question, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also attended the League of California Cities conference, and one of the big talk topics that I picked up was about networking and using the internet and Twitter and all those things that I'm learning or trying to use. We had a lot of speakers encouraging us to try to start using those kind of networking tools. It's something that doesn't cost a lot and can be very valuable. But then on the other side, they warn, just be really careful what you say, because it goes to everybody when you say it. So another workshop that I went to was about getting the churches involved and the importance in the community with the churches. And also, there were quite a few programs talking about the neighborhood and how important the neighborhood is, and getting activities in the neighborhood to help to curb gangs and drug activities. And I think our Neighborhood Watch program is on the upswing now. At least that's what I understand. And I think that will be a good tool for us as community members to utilize to get to know our neighborhood around us, because then we know who belongs there and who doesn't. Also, went to a meet and greet night with Dr. Blue, who is the new chancellor for our State Center Community College District, and she's taking Dr. Crow's place. And Dr. Hilko introduced me to her, and she seems like a really nice lady, very down to earth, but she's going to have big shoes to fill with Dr. Crow taking his place. Also attended the groundbreaking for Sierra View, for the new three-story apartment complex and the memory center. And over and over, the staff, Vito and the planners that were there, the architects and builders, said that they were glad that Darlene Mata had been able to help them work through a lot of the issues and get them resolved quickly so that they could move forward with that project. So David, if you could pass that on. I talked with her a little bit that day, but so they were very happy with the support that they've gotten from our city. So thank you. That's all that I have.
Excuse me, Mayor. One more thing. I don't know if you folks are aware that that our college district representative is not going to be running again. And a former council member, Ron Ishinaka, mm-hmm. is going to be running for that position. So he would like to have as much support from the city of Reedley that we can give him. Mm-hmm. He's a local individual that's going to mm-hmm. represent Reedley in this area. Okay. So if we could, yeah. we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Dr. Crow was a past president here in Reedley.
Right.
And I know that Dr. Blue has worked at Fresno City College before, but it's going to take all of us to have more of an effort there to get her to come out here and be involved in our projects here too. So, staff reports.
Thank you, Mayor.
Chief, did you have some other items?
It was just a reminder of Reedley Night Out this Thursday, and we're all meeting at the police department at 6 o'clock. If you want to go with any of our members, or if you choose to, go out by yourself or with me, or I think Cindy and I are going together, and Joel's going to travel with us too. So, if anybody else wants to travel with us, you're welcome. But we're meeting at the police department at 6 o'clock Thursday night to start the night. So, and there's 20 locations. We're going to try to get to each and every one of them, or as many as we can. So,
will you have other police officers going out too?
We're going to have several people going out. I know one of our officers is riding a motorcycle. It wouldn't be advantageous to ride on that, but have a.
Oh, come on!
There's not much of a back seat on the motorcycle. We have two officers taking out our boat.
Oh, okay.
And we have another officer taking out the radar trailer is going out if they've got it fixed. It's been in the shop the last couple of days. So if it's repaired, then I'll have a couple taking that out. So yeah, we should have plenty of people going out if you want to hitch a ride with somebody.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, I was also at a conference September 14th through the 17th for Association of California Airports. It's a conference basically for general aviation airports. And the highlight of the conference was I was able to meet with our federal aviation officer and did a 5-minute presentation for him and turned into a conversation, and we were able to secure $300,000 of discretionary funds for the airport.
That's a good 5-minute talk.
Yeah, well, the presentation was about 5 minutes and about 10 minutes of discussion, and so we're pretty excited about that. The money will be used for a new rotating beacon and slurry seal for the tie-down areas and new striping. Hmm. Also, the airport does get $150,000 a year of entitlement funds. So combined for next year's projects, we have around $450,000. $1,000. Okay. So just wanted to share that information with you.
Weren't they going to do some redoing of the actual strip part?
Yeah, that's underway right now, the taxi lane widening and a new overlay and striping.
Okay.
We're about halfway through that project.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do we have, we have individuals that come and land in the airport and do they request or ask for any information as to where to go as far as to eat or enjoy themselves in Reedley if they're going to stay overnight or whatever?
Yeah, we got a couple of, we have a fixed-base operator that's there all the time, Carl Smith. He gives them some information about our downtown areas and where to eat. There are occasions where our transit department will come and pick up a pilot and their guests and take them into town and take them back out to the airport. That does happen. Not as often as we'd like, but it does happen. I know there's a lot of, especially during the harvest season, there's a lot of business that comes in and out of there. The local business owners will meet their contacts out there and drive them back into town.
Okay, so we have that available for them. But I'm talking to other pilots that go to around the country that when they land at a certain airport, there's a car available for them if they want to use it. I was just wondering what kind of insurance policy we have to have if that's available for pilots.
Yeah, I'd have to look into that. We actually don't have any city vehicles out there at this
time. I know
we
don't, but if it was possible, I don't know if we can do it, but we always change vehicles and buy new ones if we could
put one of those out there. And, but it all depends on the insurance policy, too.
So. Yes.
Actually, Councilman Salino, the fixed-based operator, Carl Smith, actually provides a vehicle quite often for people to drive back and forth, and sometimes he loans them his own vehicle, but he does occasionally have a vehicle out there for transit pilots that come in and out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
I have a few items. First one is to ask council regards to a workshop or a potential workshop on the 11th of October, which is a Monday night, at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And we'd like to invite all of the public from all corners of the city to come and discuss the gangs and the gang issues, the violence issues, so that we can get as much input, as much brainstorming in as to priorities that the general public thinks that the city should have with regards to budgeting and those kinds of things. And also, just to give, for us to also give out some vital information with regards to Neighborhood Watch and any other things that we as a city can do to support the community and their efforts for helping curb some of these problems. And so we'd like to have just an open discussion. We're not going to spend all night there, but we'd like to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most, just giving people opportunity to come and talk and dialogue issues with regards to gangs. But we've been offered to use the Seventh-day Adventist Church facilities. And I'd like to just throw that out to council if you'd be interested. Again, it's sort of a workshop type atmosphere. We can post it for a Brown Act meeting so that we don't have a violation on the Brown Act, but we'd like to have as many council members there as possible just to hear the public's discussion, and then the chief, myself, and others will be there we're going to bring flip charts and things so that we can write everything down and get all this information and then bring it back, disseminate it, and boil it down, and then bring back to council some potential recommendations.
What time, Rocky?
I'd like to start this at 6:30 if that's workable with council.
I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. So we'll schedule October 11th. And then also, I've been talking with the other city managers up and down Manning Avenue from Fowler, Parlier, and Orange Cove, and discussing the possibility of a joint workshop. All of their council members have agreed to participate. They may not all be there, but participate in a workshop with regards to the Manning Avenue corridor study that was done back in 2003, and nothing was ever done with that study. The county commissioned that study to be done, and they provided a lot of information as to what kind of growth along the Manning Avenue corridor needed to be done on the east side of the 99. And different items up for discussion was what the Manning Avenue corridor should look like and how that will benefit all the cities along this area. And so in order to just to see if there's any interest from the four cities that are represented by that study, pretty much. Selma was somewhat representative of it, but they're not really touching Manning Avenue at this point in time.
So their border doesn't come up to Manning?
Not quite.
Not yet.
Not yet. They're
not yet.
They're working on it.
if Dennis Lujan has his way, they're going to go past Manning Avenue.
But I would like to throw out an opportunity to just have a short meeting, maybe an hour, just to discuss the Manning Avenue corridor study. We'll give you an update on it and kind of give you an overview of it and provide you with some information on it, along with the other members.
Will we talk about sphere of influence boundaries?
No. No. We're just going to talk about the Manning Avenue corridor study. We don't want to get into anything else at this point in time. Otherwise, we'll get off track of trying to get either revive this thing and make some use of this money that was spent for this document which the EDA provided the money and the funding, the county commissioned it, but we need to figure out if we want to just toss it and or get it updated and move with it and do something with the document.
And do you think it it would be have this meeting without Judy Case, or would you think inviting Judy Case to the meeting?
Well, we can, since she is the representative for the 4th District here, we can ask her to join us. Again, it's pretty much deals with the four cities up and down Manning Avenue here, and it's more of just trying to see if there's really interest in of all the cities to really do something with this document. The 18th or the 25th of October is a couple of nights that were thrown out, and most of them can make the 25th.
What night?
October.
It's a Monday night.
That's a Monday night. It's the last Monday of October. Again, it'd just be the one item. We would spend roughly an hour, try not to spend too much more than that, giving you an overview of it and having some quick discussion so that we can get some direction to move forward as city managers for our cities. The 18th and the 25th, either one of those. Those are Monday nights.
Well, I would think Reedley would have probably the most to benefit from those discussions. I haven't seen the report, but
we would have the meeting here, well, not here, but at the community center in Joel, if it's available there, either in the Redwood Room or California Room, and the other cities have agreed that they can travel here. We're kind of the halfway point.
So we need to let you know what day would work for us.
If you could let me know by tomorrow, I'd appreciate it.
Good days.
Or tonight.
Okay. 25th's better for me.
Okay. It's fine with me.
Yeah, I think the 25th for me too. Okay. But I'll have to look.
All right. Thank you. The last item that I've got, I'm trying to drag this out till 8:30 because I bet the staff that we would be here till 8:30. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, he's buying lunch tomorrow.
Just kidding. We have one other item. I have one other item, and just a notification of the Reedley Historical Society, and I notice Marvin's here tonight. They're having their semi-annual dinner on, if I can get, here it is, the 7th of October. And it will be at Sierra View Homes, right, Marvin?
Right.
At 6 o'clock. And one of the things that they're going to do is to present a concept for the Granger building over here for a library. The Reedley Historical Society has commissioned an architect to draw up plans, and he's done a very good job. We have a copy of those, of what this building would look like if it were turned into a library and still retained its, basically, its historic look and significance. And again, it's a very nice rendering, and they've also put together some cost estimates, cost estimate of around $7.5 million, and that's an item that we will be bringing to you at a future date here. But I wanted to give you a heads up that the Reedley Historical Society will be discussing that to some extent, if you'd like to kind of get a sneak peek of that, of what it might look like. And then I'm also meeting with the Fresno County, John Navaretti and Lauren from the new librarian, with regards to that concept, to see if they have an interest in buying off on something like that for use of that building. We'd like to try to get as much private funding on that, and the city just donate the property if that's the way that the council would like to go with something like that. But again, we will be bringing you a full report at some point here in the very near future.
So that would be a facility only for the library, and
It would be a facility to be used by the school district. The library would be there, and it would be a very large, about 22,000 square feet.
Very big building.
Large meeting rooms, the concept is. We could use that as our council chambers and and those kinds of things. So, but other agencies would be able to utilize that facility.
So what time is that dinner? And
6 o'clock at Sierra View Homes, and that'll be the 7th of October.
Rocky, could Sylvia go ahead and give us those dates and the so that we kind of remind us of what's happening?
I will have her send that out tomorrow. That's all I have.
Any other staff reports?